Iraq's neighbor Iran is also on the travel ban list. John Parsi is of Iranian descent and is an Anchorage attorney. He was born in London during the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Parsi's father was a translator for the British and U.S. governments. He says they were forced to move back to Iran when he was 3 years old. He has a memory of a neighbor's home in Tehran being bombed. He says he ran outside and the house was gone. He says his family were Zoroastrian, a small religious group that was not treated well after the revolution. His family eventually was granted asylum in the U.S. and moved to Arizona in 1985. His parents still live there. Parsi says he's getting married in the fall and worries his Iranian relatives will not be able to attend the Alaska wedding.
I have one cousin who has fled Iran, again, for religious persecution reasons. She's Zoroastrian and was able to make it to Austria and is in Austria while there's a U.S. agency that assists people who are religious minorities, Baha'i, Jewish, and Zoroastrian and Christian, who are escaping Iran for religious persecution purposes. They work hand in hand with the United States government to get those people generally to Austria, but into Europe and then from Europe to the United States. So her status, her ability to come to the United States, obviously in limbo, restricted for the next 90 days, but in limbo for an unknown amount of time.
In the order, the President Trump said that persecuted religious minorities would be given priority. He mentioned Christians, but do you think there may be a pathway, especially for your cousin who is in this limbo status right now, and the fact that your family comes from a small religious minority, Zoroastrian?
I'm not sure because the discussion so far has primarily been about Christians from those areas, but that part of the ban or the provisions within the ban that permit people who are members of religious minority groups, the only one that I'm aware of that has been identified are Christians, hasn't really gone into effect. So we don't know what the impact will be there, which religious faith will be selected as being permitted to enter or not enter, or what that process will look like.
Do you think that there is any merit to the concerns of the side that says, look, we have to make sure that the United States stays safe, so here's what we're going to do this, even if it's a little jumbled and confusing for people. This is of national security interest. Do you think there's merit in that?
Yes, I think there's merit to say that there are security issues and we should be concerned about national security, 100%. But I think where I would disagree with that is that I don't think that a hasty decision made in this manner, being selective of countries, the kind of way that this plan was implemented, does very little in my mind to produce that security and instead creates confusion. But I certainly think that there are plenty of people who believe that this policy will provide security and that motivations of security are perfectly fine. I just don't think that this policy, the way that it was implemented, that those things are going to have that desired outcome.
John Parsi is an attorney in Anchorage.